Wishing a mazel tov to Yehuda. He's part of our chabura, and weekly it's a schus that Yehuda comes every week. There's a lot I could say about a bar mitzvah bacher who every Thursday night, all our children have very, very full days of yeshiva, and are you know, they're kept very busy between yeshiva, the homework, the night sederim that they do, and that he comes weekly to a chumash here to sit and learn every single Thursday night. Yehuda's here, so that alone speaks volumes. But I want to say a specific nekuda, that he's starting a yeshiva. Yehuda's one of the ninth graders. Is that who's? His older brother. His older brother. I want to say on the mishpacha. I want to say on the tata, on Rav Moshe Bri, on the tata, that the zchus that the Bri family, and to thank the mishpacha, to know where Yehuda comes from, a bar mitzvah bachur every Thursday night comes to a shir after all his siddurim, after a whole week of siddurim and night siddurim. So his father started a yeshiva in our kehillah, Nakar Satayiv. He worked years on it. It's a very, very special place. It has the children in the Masifta are extremely happy. And the fact that Ramesh started the yeshiva, his son, one of his sons, is the first grade in the yeshiva. I feel too often, by the way, too often, people say that, I've heard this line, and I don't like it at all. People say, I'm a kid in the yeshiva, like, you're not supposed to worry about a yeshiva now. Like, your job is to worry about yourself and be selfish. I don't think at any age you're supposed to teach people to be selfish. And the fact that Bachram, it's a big schus, the ones who are starting the yeshiva, so not only did Rav Moshe Bri start the yeshiva, but he sent his son to be one of the founders of the yeshiva. It's a big zach. We make up, what a schus for a youngster, any kid in the next many years, who's zaycheh to learn in yeshiva and be from the starters of the yeshiva. We have somebody in the yeshiva, Yami Bes, who lives in Florida. He started the Dura Masifta. Where Zaycha, that Reb Shimon here, was one of the maschim, started a masifta. It's a big zchus lenetzach. It's not a klinikait. It's like katnus to make up. A youngster shouldn't be, at young ages, kids should be taught to worry for Klal Yisrael, to think big picture. Certainly a person has to take care of his own needs, for certain. But the fact that a youngster, of all things, there's a story with the Chazon Ish. Maybe Rav Ezi, if you know the details, jump in. Somebody asked the Chazon Ish about going to two yeshivas. I saw the story. The two brothers, who one was recently nifter, they had gone to the Chazon Ish, and they asked, Rav Edelstein, yeah. And they had asked what yeshiva, Rav Edelstein, he had asked what yeshiva youngster should go to, and he said it was like 50-50. He said, start, be mezakeh yeshiva. Like, yeah, he advised, a big schuss for a youngster. People have funny thoughts. A youngster shouldn't be thinking about, of course he should be thinking about that. Now, it should be taught to worry about himself, but a big thing, if he's zeichet to build, to create, what is schuss for these youngsters that are in the Masifta, the Siyata, the Shemaya is Niflum. Crazy Siyat Pashat like that, but we have to teach youngsters about this. What is Siyata, the Shemaya? To be people that are zeicha to start a yeshiva, and many, many people will be zeicha later on, is a zchus gadol, crazy zchuyas. If a parent is trachting and has a 50-50, it's dvarim pshutim, send your kid to the school that you're starting. You'll have a siyata d'shmaya she'en k'mayu. If it's a cheshman, it's bad for a kid. Then, of course, there's shaylas. If it's a 50-50, then it's pashut. Be mezakeh the rabbi. What is siyata d'shmaya that a person will have that he's starting a yeshiva? So the whole Bri mishpacha has started a yeshiva. It's not a chiddush. Reb Moshe has a son Yehuda who's a ben Torah who has chavivas haTorah. To watch him, it's not just he's at this year. You watch him weekly, focused and interested and curious and enjoying an avas haTorah. There's a mishpacha that started a yeshiva. It's dvarim pshutim, the siyata d'shmaya, somebody's a mezakeh, a rabbim. Rav Moshe is very, very busy as well with the local shul, Rav Gigi, and the shtiebel that is powerful force. Rav Josh is one of the big manhigim there by this shul. To be involved in starting a shul, a makam Torah, there are people that care about the rabbim, that think about the rabbim. So I'm happy when recently, a friend of mine's kid came to the yeshiva. He's a big Ben Torah. I'm excited how well this bachur is doing. I'm also excited for my friend, for his father. It's like a double excitement. The bachur is a Ben Torah, and I'm excited for his tata that he has such a zun, that he has such a son. It's a double excitement when your friend's kids are steigen and doing well. When I see Yehuda succeeding, it's an excitement for Yehuda, a Ben Torah, and I'm excited for the tata, and the tata deserves. The tata and mama, who are big people in our community, they're mizaki and rabbin. They think about the rabbin. All of us are more, our thoughts are more on Klal Yisrael. We mechanech our children. I think it's something, by the way, when we're talking to our kids, what yeshivas, I think people should talk. Hey, maybe we should, it should at least be a conversation. Maybe we should go there. We're starting a yeshiva for a community. Don't tell a kid that. That should be the first thing I would tell my kid. Maybe we'll go there and we'll start a yeshiva. Whoa. Maish didn't start yeshiva, his mishpacha did. His son's there, he's there. We're starting, there's such an energy to that. All the years at the Masifta in Durham, it was important to me that my mishpacha, we did it together, all the years. I got in trouble sometimes, yeshiva ktana. Maybe don't let the kid go to such an event, it's late at night, I don't know. My mishpacha was starting something. We're starting something, tzamen, the ganze mishpacha. We're building something. We do it as a mishpacha, we're building something. I think the Bri mishpacha has built something as a mishpacha. Tremendous, tremendous gratitude. A mazel tov to Yehuda, mazel tov, mazel tov. He should continue this bachar abar mitzvah, beautiful ben Torah, continue to steig and grow b'simcha, with joy, with happiness, with yishev adas. It should be a beautiful, happy, successful ben Torah. That's amazing. There's so many ways we could teach our mishpacha about being mezakeh. There's a lot of conversation during COVID about minyanim. And people discovered they daven better be a chidus. And well, there's a lot. And I'm still like sorting through my own life. There's a lot. But there's a big in tefillah b'tzibur. But being mezakeh at tzibur, being mezakeh, the people that are, I think about what Rav Shimon has done. What you've done, Rav Shmuley, for this, I'm calling him Shmuley, I'm calling him after his younger brother, I called him after Rav Shimon. What Rav Shimon has done here, Shimi has done here in our kehillah with a night seder, a second seder, minyanim is a big zach.
It's
Menga Siyam on Shabbos. I didn't even know. But it's a big zach, what he's done for a tzibur, and a person being a shachin toiv, Chazal speak about a shachin toiv who's at the minyanim. Who supports the minyanim, who's at the minyanim, that has to be part of our cheshbonus. So even a person discovers that he davens better himself and he has clairs and chakiras, it has to be a cheshbon that there's a tzibur. And the tzibur needs a minyan and he's mezak others in tefillah b'tzibur. That has to be part of the cheshbon. And teaching our mishpachas to worry about a tzibur, that we're part to speak it out. Teaching a vadanat by lecturing, by being such a person who's a mezakeh rab, is something very kedai to think about. I want to relate to a story that happened to me last week. I don't think I said it last week. If I said it already, so then chazara, I don't think I said it. Tu b'shvat has always been a yomtiv in the last number of years that I connected a lot to. And it's not Tu B'Shvat now. There's no Tu B'Shvat before. There was Tu B'Shvat. It's a real thing. So it's not Tu B'Shvat. Today was Tu B'Shvat. Now it's Tezayin B'Shvat. But when I was younger, I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand it. Today, Minhagei Yisrael mean a lot more to me. And things that Klal Yisrael do and are about. It was very important to me last night and today. I had fruit. Very important to me. At fruit, that's a minig Yisrael, and many, the Mishabura brings it. But in cult, in truth, and this is one, Svard, Ashkenaz, Hasidim, everybody eats fruit. It's like a very mefursa minig Yisrael. It's so interesting, the minig Yisrael to eat fruit. It's midwinter. The eating fruit is bizarre. It's one of the weirder things. I've come to love the day of Tush, I asked Mechila, last year we were Zeichet had a Peiris Tish. In Durham, I would have toppled over last night if we had a Peiris Tish. Could be, Eschatayni, maybe we should have done it, even I would have fallen into the Peiris, but maybe we should have done it anyway. But we were Zaycha last year. Believe me, that we should have in the killer of you. Let's make sure we have a Paris this year. Should get together and eat Paris. We did it last year. The day has become very important to me. And I speak about Tu B'Shvat a lot. And I had Ashkoch, it's interesting. I felt a kiss from Hashem. Because Tu B'Shvat matters to me. And yet the Zach is Ashkoch. In the middle of the night, I popped into the Rebbe's kever. It's 1:30 in the morning. And I went to daven. I wanted, there was something I wanted to daven to Hashem. A makom tefillah. It's a very big makom tefillah. In Eretz Yisrael, there's sometimes rave in certain kfarim. How do we know he's really buried there? Is this? I don't ever enter that hack. It makes no difference. I couldn't care what the latest tour guide, Cheshbin, he is buried there. He isn't. If Klal Yisrael davens in a place, it's a makom tefillah. That's the rule. It makes no difference when you hear the late, you heard the Tana's not really buried. Who cares? Klal Yisrael davens there. There's something called a makom tefillah. In America, one of the greatest mekaymes hatefillah is the Rebbe's kever. That's just a fact of numbers. You didn't go there all hours of the day and night. I advise the kever, if you haven't gone, go bring your family. It's a makom tefillah. 24/7, you go 4 in the morning, there are people davening. Yidden Goyim go there to daven. I've been there, I've seen it. Goyim go there to daven. Yidden go all type, Hasidim, Litvish, Sfarad, a lot of Eretz Yisrael dickers. Yidden go there to daven. When Richard Meyer, one of the Gedolei Hador, came to America, he said he was the most comfortable there in the whole America. That, the memra that he said. That he was very, very comfortable there. It's a makom tefillah. It's a beautiful makom tefillah. You didn't daven there. You go there. So I went there to daven. Something I wanted to daven to Hashem, a makom tefillah. I went there to daven, and I told you the story. I meet a Lubavitch Yid. He was like working there. He said, oh, he was waiting for me. He said, oh, I want to tell you something about Tu B'Shvat. I see you like to. He heard Shiurim. He said, like, he was like, I don't know why he like waited for me. I don't go so often that he could wait for me to come. The guy Kielu wanted to tell me, I wanted to tell you something on Tu B'Shvat. So I want to share with my friends what he told me. He told me that Rev Levi Yitzchak, not the Bar Dichma, Rev Levi Yitzchak, the Tata of the Rebbe, the Rebbe is Menachem Mendel, Rev Levi Yitzchak. Did I say it here? I didn't say it here, Rev Ezi. I told you. Yeah, he tried, he couldn't. I can't say it. I won't even attempt. He was the Rav of.
Too few vowels.
As he said, they couldn't afford the vowels in there. They were a very poor city. Anyway, the Kitzur Advarim is Rav Levi Yitzchak gathered his shtut on Tu B'Shvat, and like an emergency meeting. This is the Yid told me, and he said he gathered on Tu B'Shvat the city. He said, I have to speak. The shtut came together. He said, I have something important to tell you. He said they were surprised. It was Shaloi Kedarkai, like an emergency meeting of the shtut. And he said, Yidden, we're going to make a bracha on Paris today. It's Tu B'Shvat. And he said, I want you to understand, to the world it looks like midwinter, there's storms. There are no Paris coming. And he said, us Yidden know that in the middle of the storms, the Rebbeinu Shlom setting up the Paris. You don't always see it. It's underground. There's, us Yidden eat Paris on Tu B'Shvat. We know when the world sees destruction and difficulty, Paris are coming. That's Rav Levi Yitzchak told the shtut. And the message, that message resonated a lot. I have a different inyan of Tu B'Shvat, and this year I was learning something different. I was Zaychatiyah from Rav Geisler of Baditchev on Tu B'Shvat, a whole different inyan. But I wanted this maisa, it was a maisa ashkocha, to come to a kever in the middle of the night, and the guy's waiting for you to tell you a vert. And he tells you this about Tu B'Shvat, I felt like a kiss from Hashem, and I wanted to share with my friends that in midwinter, we're eating pears. And we're saying that things look difficult and schwer, and where is it going? And Hashem's working. Things are happening. Sometimes we see, sometimes we can't see. Things are happening. Things are happening. So I wanted to share that thought from this Rav Levi Yitzchak, to share that thought. With the chevra, avad de klaizu v'ayonchu bnei Yisrael, and we cry, and we feel, and we experience, and it was specifically a tough week this week in Eretz Yisrael. And avad that we're feeling and being mispal of Racheinu B'nei Yisrael. But even that, that Yidden all over are davening, Yidden all over are caring, that amidst difficulty, that Hashem's working with us and has a plan for us and is working with us, that the Yid knows this. He feels, he cries, he experiences, and through that, dochtam, not as an excuse, not as a munam zuyefes. But with being margish, what's going on, and being noisibolum chaveiroi, but the awareness that Hashem's working with us. So we eat peiros in midwinter, we make a bread priya eitz, and we look at the tree and we say the world sees destruction in winter, and we see that peiros that are coming. And that's always been the Yid. The Yid always sees, always has that kifli, that hope. The optimistic Yid always like, chakamoy b'chol yom shiyavli. Always saw Mashiach, always saw good things coming. I wanted to sing Ani Mamen before we studied any Vertim. I wanted to sing Ani Mamen, the Amun of a Yid. If I ask of Yitzchak, any Ani Mamen, give us a nice one. But let's sing an Ani Mamen, Amun of Shabbaviyas HaMashiach. That Yid always sees Peiros coming, good to Peiros coming. Yitz, anyone, one that you like.
Bye.
since Simchas Torah, I've been on like this search, what is a yid? What is a yid? I'm like searching every parsha, every sefer, and now I'm just trying to find out. My newest definition of a yid is a guy who eats peiros in the middle of the winter. It's like defining of us. I wanted my kids, we had peiros last night, we had peiros today. I asked, who did you have yet? He said, I've just been eating peiros. Like, you know, we had so many peiros. Like, we've just been eating peiros. I like feel it defining, Reb Joshua. Somebody asked me today, what's a yid? A guy who eats peiros in the middle of the winter. Yaks, what do you ask your father if that's a yid? I hold that's a yid. Mitt Venter is eating peiros. Who's thinking about peiros today? The snows are here. Who's thinking about peiros, yidden? Because the yid sees amidst destruction where Rabbi Kiva's. I wanted to say a chiddush. Nobody laugh at the chiddush. You'll see, I'm making a joke. You'll see what the joke with my friend. Don't laugh at my chiddush. I have a vild chiddush. I don't know, I'm right. A bacher told me, a guy opened up. And he said that he has a shame in his life that lives with him. He's never said to a human being. He's never expressed. He was a youngster. He was 8 years old. And his cousin was nifter in a car accident, who he was like this with. And his mama told him, was thinking he had a broke the news that his cousin was nifter, and he burst out laughing. And he said, "Ad ayoy mazeh, I think I'm an animal. I don't think I'm a human being." Said, I laughed at my cousin's patira. I feel like inside I'm a schlechter mensch. I'm a bad person. That's what when I found out. So I had a mice when I was younger. Something caught on fire in my kitchen. It was like serious, and I started laughing. And I've looked it up, and I showed him the studies that some people react laughing. It's a normal response. There are a lot of theories where it comes from. It's a real zach. And we looked it up together. I had seen the study because I had the cash on myself. There was a fire, I started laughing, I don't like that. And I looked up, what's something wrong with me? I was some meshugan. And I looked up, there's such a zach, nerves, you could say pshatim, it's a real zach. Some people hear something bad, it could happen to a child, he's a normal person. Laughs, it's nothing to do with not feeling, it's a way of releasing nerves. You can look it up and you could say pshatim, there's such a zach. I wonder, that Rabbi Kiva was mitzachek when he saw the shualim. There are a lot of foxes on Boyden. I come in the middle of the night many a time. There are a lot of foxes on Boyden. On I spoke in this shul of shualim holchem by 1 week, and my wife and I saw a fox trotting down Blue Ridge. Mamish b'emsa rechayv. It has a trot. If you ever see a fox walk, it's such a cool walk. They have a different walk than maybe any other animal. They like trot. They have a different way of going. I spoke in shul, we were eating by the Russes, and then we saw on the street my wife and I, a fox. Well, but there are a lot of fox around, for whatever reason, there are a lot of fox. But the Kitzur HaDvarim is, the Rekiv is Mitzachik. And he says, of course, that the two Nevuahs are Tully in each other, the Nevuah of Tzion Sadei Techaresh, of Tzion Eretz Yisrael being destroyed, is one Nevuah, the Nevuah of Oy Yesh, who is Kenem, Kenes, Bechavis Yishalayim, the rebuilding of Yishalayim. And the two nevuas are linked. And he said, till the nevuah of the shualim came, I didn't know if the other nevuah would come, because they're linked. So I didn't know if the other nevuah would come, the Oid Yeshu. And again, the second Beis HaMikdash was not Pashut. We didn't have so much power, so if it wasn't destroyed, I didn't want it to be destroyed, but I wanted to rebuild Yerushalayim. It takes on new meaning, Rav Aaron. That song, Oid Yeshu, is Kenim's Kenes Bechavis Yerushalayim. The picture, I always wonder, like, old people in the streets. Today, I have no cash in the matzav we're in. Old people and young people in the streets, the vulnerability, the vulnerable ones. Walking the streets means the streets are safe. Today, we were going through what we're going through with elderly and youngsters in captivity. The song is like, Oy Yeshu's Kenim's Kenes Bechavis Yerushalayim. The safe streets of the elderly walking there unafraid, of Yeladim Yeladais Mesachim and Bechavis playing in the streets, completely safe, the elderly and the young. The song is beautiful prophecy. And Rabbi Kiva, of course, laughs. Now, the reason he laughs, good, you know it's coming, but it's still sad. It has to be that he saw in the Churban Hashem's doing good things. He can't just be laughing. A Bacher, Aryeh Shuster, said this, Pshat's Mivur. He can't just laugh, well, now I know that's happening, but this is bad. You're laughing. It has to be Rekiva at very pneumistic eyes. He saw in the destruction, Hashem just, it's Saisra Manas Livnes. He's taking it down to reconstruct. It's part of the, if you see somebody knocking a building, you say, what are you doing? But if you know he's knocking it because he wants to build bigger, so that he's not destruction at all. It's not even called Saisra. It's called Binyan Pashut. He's constructing. That's how you construct. You take it down to build it bigger. Rekiva saw construction. And I wonder that the reaction of laughing to bad things has its shrushim in the Bria, that tif, kota zachar happen. Now we cry. But maybe, is it so far, Manny, to say that there's such a reaction in the Bria zah, because that's a good example. Now, why do we cry? But there's such a zach in the veil. I say it only to Chassidus Sholem here. See, my friends won't laugh. That's why I said, don't laugh at me. And I'm going to say, that was my joke, not to laugh at this part. Maybe there's such an hug in the Bria. Yet, when you buy such a zach, maybe. So let's say, go, Yeshua's Canaan's Canaan. Then I want to learn the parasha, but this is, I wanted to share the identity that Yid need Paris in the winter. That Yid sees that when the world sees destruction, we see construction. We're eating Paris. Is that a shtickle, Rivaren? Is that a shtickle defining who we are? I'm thinking of my Oma. People see destruction. She didn't see it that way. She saw construction. I think of remarks. A person called me today that their mishpacha with Reb Marks, this tzaddik, this Gera Chassid, who wrote a book on the Ashkocha he saw amidst the Shoah. And I spoke to a relative today, Mamish today, this morning on the phone. So these beautiful Yidden who saw amidst difficulty, we eat Paris when everybody else is mourning. That doesn't mean we don't feel, but we know good Zachen are coming. Deep on the ground, to the outside it looks like a bare tree, but on the ground good Zachen are coming. Oid Yeshua, and then we'll speak on the parasha.
Any
Megan? No, Oid Yeshua is the only song we know.
Oid Yeshua, Zekeinim, Zekeinayis, Eberchai, Zekeinayis, Shalom. Oid Yeshua, Zekeinim, Zekeinayis, Later.
I want to thank you, Rav Yitz. I want to share a couple of divrei Torah in the parsha, but if you're going to choose to remember one zach to bring to the mishpacha, the main chiddush I wanted to tell you tonight is that I discovered that maybe a yid is a guy who eats pears in the winter. To be sure, it might be more different. Minhagi Yisrael are big stuff. They're what comes out of being a yid. It's what hayyitz a minig is very, very serious. You don't mock a minhag. It never should be kal. It should never be light in somebody's eyes. Minhagi Yisrael have big, big places. The halach almost produces the minhagim, because what the minig Yisrael. I was learning a Gemara Baba Kama with some of the chevres. We were talking what a chassid is. What's the pirish of a chassid in the Gemara? We were learning a Gemara, and then Aleph speaks about a chassid came by. So the Messias Hasharim, anybody who learns Messias Hasharim defines a chassid as lefnim mishur sadin, above the letter of the law. A tzaddik keeps the law, and a chassid's lefnim mishur sadin. I want to say a chiddush, b'emes zekash in Messias Hasharim, because he starts his sefer, yisayda chassidish v'shayrish avayda. Avayda sidgus. Avayda means to do your task that you're charged with. So the avayda sidgus. Chassidus, so what does he start his book? The first 12 chapters are about being a tzaddik. Nachdem is about being a chassid. What does he start? Yisayda chassidus. Whoa, you jumped the gun. You're first. Many people only learn the first 12 parakim. I know people who have the cheshbin. Friach will sein a tzaddik. Nachdem, I'll worry about being a chassid. First, I want to be a tzaddik. So, what does he start? You say the chassidus. You're jumping to chassidus. Start with avoida, the chiyub, the tzidkus, the job in common. What does he start with chassidus? So, what I want to claim, Gavriel, that chassidus lufnim mishur sadin means, you ever met a guy who speaks English, but he learned it from a dictionary, and every word he says wrong? Because he didn't hear a live person say it. See, he knows the word, but he doesn't know how to say it. Chassidus is the pshat that you can keep all of halacha, but you're not a representation of what the halacha is trying to produce. It's the letter of the law devoid of the spirit of the law. It's called lefnim mishur sadin. It means that it's above the law, but the law is supposed to create that. It's not extra credit as the pshat, like you're doing more than you have to. It means lefnim mishur sadin, that it's beyond the shura sadin. There's the din and what the din is producing. It's the guys, I just want to be a tzad. But the din is producing the lefnim mishur sadin. The laws are producing. It's when the laws are kept in the way Hashem, the person studies and understands, it produces the chassid. I have, in Baba Kama, it works exact. My claim to you is every time in Shas. I have a few examples. Lamana Emes, I didn't go through every place in Shas it says chassid. I didn't look it up. I have a couple of examples when it says chassidus, it refers to Baba Kama, it's like exact, and it refers to understanding how Hashem views the world. It's a worldview chassidus. And often, I have a few examples in Baba Kama, it's like exact. So chassidus means that through the lens of halacha, you see what Hashem wants you to see. An example. In Baba Kama, Chassidus describes how we view mammon. That a person doesn't view money as his own. It's so cool because I'm about to speak the Dvar. It's Hashem runs the world. I'm about to speak a Dvar Torah from the parasha about money, attitudes to money. And the Chayvus HaLevavos says about money that a yid should view money that he has as a pekadon put by you. And you could use what you need, kedei chayev, and the rest, you have the right to decide where it goes. That's how we view money, by us. It's a pekad, that's how we view it. Pashat, that's our view of money. It's by me, I could use what I need, kedei chayev, and I get to put where it goes. That's our view. How do I know that? It says, ish es kedei shav lo yiyya. A man owns his truma. Owns his truma. Ish es kedei shav zdach ha-pasak. Ish es kedei shav lo yiyya. A man, his truma is his. Lo yiyya, belongs to you. Belongs to you. You're not allowed to eat your truma, you're not allowed to have enough from your truma. Says Chazal, Toivis Hanna. Does man, you have a right. Who do you give it to? A Kayan can't come to you and say, give me the truma, you can't have it anyway. You have a right to refuse because you have Toivis Hanna. So Frag Zerakasha, the Pasuk tricked me. Pasuk says, Truma's mine. Chazal say it doesn't really mean it. So we were duped. Because the Pasuk said the Truma was mine. The Pasuk was a trick. According to the Chayv Salvavus doesn't bring this as his right, but the Chayv Salvavus speaks this out, Lehenya, that the Jewish view of money is you own it means you have the right to decide where it goes. It was put by you. A guy is a good voice is meant for Klal Yisrael. He has the right. The guy has charisma, good looks, it's meant for Klal Yisrael. It was put by you. You could use it kedei chayav, and then you give it to where it's, you decide where to put it. That's how we view bailus. A different view than the world. That's a Talmudic view of bailus. Very different than the secular view of bailus. You know who teaches that in Baba Kama? Chassid. It's interesting. It has to do with snow also. It's good for a good wind. It's a good vert. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that don't take rocks from your rishus and put it into rishus Arab. I have a guy on, for years, he's one of my big enemies. When you make a left, you go down Boyd and then you make a left, right onto Cook Street. It's the second house on the right. He's not my friend. The guy, I've seen him, caught him twice. He has a snowblower right into the street. Chutzpah. Now, probably his head, I many times have wanted to go there and show him the Gemara Baba Kama. Chutzpah. La yiska ladam irshusay, l'rshus harabim. It's not an open Gemara, the guy defies. An open Gemara, la yiska ladam irshusay, l'rshus harabim. You're not allowed to take racks from your property and put in l'rshus harabim. And this guy snow blows right into the street. He doesn't chab, he's supposed to blow it onto your sidewalk. Right into the street, he's caught him twice. Like smiling, he's blowing. Well, now his cheshm probably is eventually the trucks will come, but you're in danger lives till they come. It's meshuggah. To put your snow in the street is meshuggah. It's lifnei even lo yisitei mechshol. Probably in this sederaisa the guy's over. You're not allowed to put your snow in the street. Meshuggah. The bottom line is the Gemara says la yiskal the meshusay. A chassid saw a guy taking rocks from his property and putting it in the street. Saw a guy snow blowing in the middle of the street, and the chassid said, "You're taking it mirshus she'ena shelcha." So why are you taking rocks from a property that's not yours? A chassid taught this. Why is the guy a chassid? Say a tzaddik, a yid. It says a chassid taught him. And he taught that that's not your rishus. You think you're clearing your rishus. It's not called yours. You only own it the right way to put it. The rishus harabim, the communal, that's more yours than the rishus hayachid. You don't own it. You only own where to put it, what to do with it. And he called it rishus she'ein shalcha. He challenged his attitude to his own mammon. That you're protecting your property because you don't understand bailus. You don't even own your property. And a chassid taught it. And a chassid means that you get the spirit of the law. You understand what Hashem's saying. See, he taught what bailus is. There are many examples in Shas. I challenge you that I believe. The word chassid, lefnim ishur sadin, means you understand what din is trying to bring. That's the
question to you.
That's a good, excellent. Rev Aaron Sushtel and Kedoshim Tiyu to Chasidus, because Kedoshim Tiyu is Kaddish Atzim Mutterlach, is the Lefnim Mishur Sadin. You could be a Menuch Mishur Satayr. I have the Tzushtel. I don't want to like lock in right now. I think they might be connected. Rev Aaron would challenge me, somebody there should use the word Chasidus. So I have to be mine. I didn't prepare properly, Rev Aaron, but I like the Tzushtel a lot. To you. Now, so this is what I'm claiming, that chassidus, that the pirush of a chassid is, gets the outlook of the Torah, what the Torah is trying to teach us. The Gemara in Sita Daf Yud Gimel says about the parsha. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Bo v'rei kam chavivus mitzvus al Moshe Rabbeinu. See how precious mitzvus were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kula nisasku babiza. All of Klal Yisrael was busy with the biza, with the booty of Mitzrayim. V'hu nisasik b'mitzvus. Shenem chacham lev yikach mitzvus. Moshe Rabbeinu chacham lev yikach mitzvus. The wise-hearted person grabs mitzvus. Moshe Rabbeinu kol Yisrael nisasku b'biza, is busy with biza, and he was busy with mitzvus. Now the truth is the attitude to mitzvus, just the Gemara. That everybody is busy with mammon, Moshe Rabbeinu is busy with mitzvahs. I love our kehillah. It's not a money culture. We all want parnasa and berevach and medavim for our parnasa, for the friends. It's not a money culture. It's not what it is. It's a beautiful, one of the beauties of our kehillah of Waterbury. It's a gorgeous kehillah. And kam chavivus on Moshe, people are Isaac and Biza, Moshe Rabbeinu is Isaac and mitzvahs. Beautiful gemara. But the kasha on the gemara is a gemara in brach, sapella. And the cash on the Gemara is Hashem told Klal Yisrael to be Isaac and Beza. Klal Yisrael didn't want Beza. We wanted to get out of Mitzrayim and run with God. And Hashem said, Matusa minaychu, do me a favor. I don't want Isaac Tzadik Avram Avinu to say, Vavadim v'inu Isam kimu bem, achakin yitzir b'chush, God Allah kimu bem. So chbeitim, Matusa minaychu, do me a favor, please get Beza. So all of Klal Yisrael was Isaac in a mitzvah. Efi Klal Yisrael took Biza, was a mitzvah from Hashem. So what's the Gemara saying? Kol Yisrael was Isaac and Biza, but Moshe was Chacham Levikach mitzvahs, he was Atzmas Yisrael. We were all doing a mitzvah. God had told us to take the Biza, we wanted to get out of Mitzrayim, but it's a Pella. The Kashas asked, is widely asked. The Kashas speak it, ask him, Mishpachs, I'm going to tell you a Teretz, I'm not saying the Teretz. I'm bothered, the kasha is it's a real kasha. Rav Yud Gimel in sight, a fest, the kasha. It's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, God asked Klal Yisrael of Jasha favor to take money. The Klal Yisrael, I beg you, it's a Docha Mitzvah. He begged us to take mammon. The only reason it's not counted as Taryag Mitzvah is because the only mitzvahs that are counted, the Rambam says, are the ones that are Noyig L'dayrus. That was a one-time mitzvah. Of course it was a mitzvah. God told Klal Yisrael to take the Biza. He said, do me a favor. So what's the Gemara contrasting? Kol Yisrael's busy with Biza. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Atzmas Yosef, they wasn't doing a mitzvah. It says Nisasku Bebiza. They were supposed to. They were mamish. The reason we were busy is Laman Hashem. We were Isaac mamish. Hashem said, "Be Isaac and Biza." We're pashut orangutan in the mitzvah geshmak. Now, Mark, the kasha is a strong kasha. It's not like a. It's a serious kasha. The Gemara openly says, "Matusim inaychu." I ask you to take Biza. The Gemara says, "Call yourselves Isaac and Biza." Moshe is Isaac and Atzim says, "Chacham levikach mitzvahs." Appella. They're shtiklach, they're very nice shtiklach. There's like lamda shechaps. There's what to say here. You're allowed to say in certain cases of mam kilus gabalti or rashkan in darim. There's fun raid here that Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac and mitzvahs, he got both. Alts the mum and he says kilus gabalti, like lamda shereid. I'm not noited that that's the pshat here. So what's going on here? What's going on? Kol Yisrael Isaac and Biza, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with mitzvahs. What I want to suggest, and I don't know, I ask if the Olam has a pshadam, Yax, if you come up with a pshadam, I'm excited. What I want to claim is Avad the Klal Yisrael Shems was doing a mitzvah. Shem, all of Klal Yisrael was doing a mitzvah. The tendency is to do other people's mitzvahs. The Chacham Lev, the Chachmas HaLev, Yikach Mitzvah, is to do your mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mitzvah to take Biza because it was Tali on Vavadim Vinuaisam. So us Levian weren't mitzvah to take Biza. And Kol Yisrael's busy taking Biza. Of course, it's not contrasting. They weren't Isaac Mitzvah. Now it says Isaac be Biza. Doesn't say Isaac be Mitzvah. I want to say that they were Isaac, what for Moshe Rabbeinu would be called Isaac and Biza because he wasn't mitzvah. It's very nice, Yedain is taking Biza, and for them they're being busy with the mitzvah. So it's not contrasting Moshe and Klal Yisrael, it's contrasting Moshe with Moshe. Klal Yisrael was Isaac in what for him was Biza because he wasn't mitzvah. And he understood, I'm supposed to do different, he did Atzmas Yosef. That's what I'm tining, that when it says Kol Rav Shraga Feivel, is it Shaykh? Kol Yisrael, what I'm claiming, that when it says Chakol Yisrael Nisasku Bibiza means what for him was Asik and Biza. Klape, yes, for them it was a mitzvah, but for him it was just Asik and Biza because he wasn't mitzvah. It's not trying to conjure as they weren't doing a mitzvah and he was. It's trying to say, would he to join them, it would have just been a Biza Maisa. And he chapped that I have a different sivui. That's the chavibus of mitzvahs. I admit, I don't want to be a pretend guy. I am troubled with my pshat. It says, kam chavibus mitzvahs al Moshe. It's like, according to me, it's not the chavivus of mitzvah that's being madgish. I want to say what I'm saying because it's true anyway, but and maybe it's pshat in the Gemara. What I'm saying, Rai Silverman, is that a person has to ask what his tzivui is. And I've seen this in my life, that people copy what Yenna's tzivui is, but that's his tzivui, not your tzivui. A person asking, what does God want from me? It's very nice he's doing this, but maybe that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's the chavivus mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Yisrael is busy with the zech. I've seen things like this where it becomes like popular mitzvahs. I've seen a lot of zech and I have. I've seen this popular mitzvahs, but who said that's your mitzvah? And everybody like jumps on the bandwagon of the popular mitzvah. I've seen it. And I've seen the popular mitzvah and people jump on the bandwagon of the popular mitzvah. And thus state, according to me, that Kol Yisrael Nisasku Bebiza, it was a very popular zach, and for everybody a grace of mitzvah. But Moshe took the Atzmus Yosef, he said, that's not my mitzvah. That's the Chavivus mitzvahs. I like the pshat. I have a good svar, l'chayr. It's my own chiddush that levi'im apater. L'chayr, it makes sense. V'avadim v'achetz b'chosh kadol. It's going on the v'avadim v'yivayisam. That's what I want to taina. So the etzem idea is true. If that's what the Gemara means, maybe shims. Maybe. Did you tell me a pshat last year? Because I said this pshat last year. Shraga Feivel may have said a pshat in this Gemara. Did you tell me a pshat last year in this Gemara? After you might have told me a pshat, but I couldn't remember this year. I thought after the shir. If anybody is a pshat, I'm not being pretend. This gemara bothers me even after my pshat. Bothers me chaviv, and the gemara is saying like, look at the chavivus. According to me, it's not that I'm admitting that it's not the dogish chavivus of mitzvahs. I don't know what the gemara wants. Kol Yisrael, they were Isaac in a mitzvah. He did his mitzvah. Somehow, kamachad. I don't know the chavivus. I do say you learn the lesson from the mitzvahs of what I'm saying.
If there was an individual that didn't cluck pizza, he just wanted to stay on with his wife and kids. Was he ever an asay?
L'chayr, Hashem asked the favor because God told him to do it.
It was Avram's children should go on Baruch Hashkodah.
Yitz is saying something good, by the way, that no one person had to do it. So a little bit, that might be the Chachmas HaLev, others are doing it. Yitz is saying, good pshat. That Yitz is, so Kol Yisrael Nisasku Babiza, Yitz wanted me to do mitzvah, but not everybody's a mitzvah, so when he saw others do it, it was easy to say, I'm mitzvah. No, you weren't. As long as some people take, good time, good pshat. In pshat Tavar, Yitz might be right. In pshat in the Gemara, I still want to bring my lesson because of the mitzvahs that Kol Yisrael was doing one mitzvah, he was doing another. Even if that's not what the Gemara means to say, the mitzvahs is like I'm saying that Moshe saw his own mitzvah. In pshat, Yitz is probably more right than Mishims. In pshat, the kama chavivus mitzvahs were as easy to do that mitzvah. And I wouldn't mean it's a mitzvah and a mitzvah, but lav dafke had to do that mitzvah. This efshel skaim al dei acherim. Others are taking it. Every yid was mitzvah yitz asked. Elamai the teretz, that's the chachma salev. That mitzvah is going to get done. That's the chachma salev. Very in pshat, you're saying emes in pshat.
You said this last year.
You're saying good in
pshat. I was said last year.
It could be that's what he said. It could be said after. It could be you said that after. I remembered when I had the cash. It could be you said after. Who said every yid's mitzvah? It could be you said that. It could be. That's a good title.
It's like a surname. Who could choose whatever mitzvah they want? They could have gone and get the other families to go.
Right.
Meaning they went to get the money.
That's what he said. And Yitz is saying, it wasn't like, Yitz said somebody went with his family, it was a mevatel mitzvah. As Hashem didn't care every yid, if it's, there's a kiyim, v'achir ken yetzir v'chosh gadol, he's not buying, there's a tzivri on yed the yid, there was a tzivri on the klal. So that's the chacham levikach mitzvah, that mitzvah will get done, others will do that mitzvah, trust me, much as well. So the chacham levikach mitzvah, it could be that's even the double lush mitzvah, plural, say yikach mitzvah. It says Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs.
Even if he wasn't mitzvah, he still would have
gotten mitzvah. Mitzvahs, yeah. That's the mitzvahs. He got both. He got as Klal Yisrael. So that one we all got. Achay Yitzchus Gadol. Klal Yisrael did the favor. Others were. They all got the because remember they all got the mitzvah that the Archaima speaks that we all got the mitzvah of Yikach Atzmus Yosef as well. So okay, I wanted to share this idea I'm saying anyway because I think it's true. I think you could learn it even if that's not what the Gemara is saying. What Moshe did is that, Everybody's doing this. He did a different mitzvah. Take your mitzvah, chaver. So the lesson is true, even if it's not in Pshat Tavar. I agree with you. I think Levim had no mitzvah. I agree with you, Naftali. I think we had neither. I do think you're right. He said Levim had neither mitzvah. Yeah, because Achen Yetzir B'chosh Gadol wasn't said to the Levim. Atzmus Yosef was only Moshe representing Klal Yisrael. They were no different than Kol Yisrael and Atzmus Yosef. They were no different than, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it, the Archaim speaks itself, representing Klal Yisrael. They were no different than that. I want to share one more word, because I'm talking about Minhagim today, so it's late already. Before we close with a song, I want to share another Minhag Yisrael. It's Erev Parshas B'Shalach. Minhagim, don't laugh at Minhagim. Don't laugh. I might put out breadcrumbs tomorrow. That's
Laughing is not bad.
What?
Laughing is not bad.
Yeah, if you laugh, don't be ashamed. I might put out bread. I didn't think about it yet. And there's like a lot of raid on this minhag. Some bedafka don't. There's for sure a mistake people put out on Shabbos. That's the scary part of the minhag. Many tzaddikim and gedolim made a macha on that. Because the minhag, it's like a dangerous minhag. There's a minhag Yisrael to put out breadcrumbs. Does anybody here put out breadcrumbs? Nobody has to like be megala. Does anybody here have this minhag?
That kid comes out of the
Does anybody have the minhag? It's not, it's very controversial. Your mother does it. Your mother has it. There's such a serious minhag Yisrael. It got like a little misbatel because people made machaz that we didn't put it on Shas Chas V'Shalom. And that wasn't the minhag. It never was the minhag. There was machaz on this minhag. There was a lot of confusion. Yidden would go take their crumbs on Shabbos. Yidden are such kedoshim. They hear a minhag. We take minhagim seriously. You could picture like the old tzaddikas taking the crumbs on Shabbos to outside. But you can't feed the animals on Shabbos kodesh. They would take what? So that's where a minhag breaks it in. There's a grub. That's not the minhag. It's a minhag tois. They're already mefarshim that called it a minhag shtus, who made tremendous machaz. Now, the real minhag was Erev Shabbos to put out. So I'm not recreating a minhag. I'm going to call up my tata. I have to find out. This is not so widespread. I don't say I'm doing it. I say don't laugh. Now, Reb Meir of Primishlan explained the minhag. So I want to explain to you from Parshas B'Shalach the minhag. Where does it come? Erev Parshas B'Shalach to feed the birds. So he said a nifla de kapshat, Reb Meir of Primishlan. He clearly kept the minhag. It was into the minhag. There's such a minhag Yisrael to feed the birds. Erev Parshas B'Shalach. Where's the minhag from? So the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Sheish es yom til ketu. 6 days pick the month. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, there won't be any month. There won't be any month. It wasn't Shabbos Kodesh. Yatsu min ha'am. Chevra from Klal Yisrael went. Lilkai to pick month. They defied Moshe. V'loi matzu, and they didn't find it. Listen to this diuk. Reb Meir Primishlan said, what's like matzu? They didn't find it. Like Haya wasn't there. They didn't find it. Mitzayas, you find what's lost. They went to pick and they didn't find it. Duh, and there wasn't any money. Moshe Rabbeinu promised, Sheishes yom til ketu v'yom yishvi Shabbos v'yibay. It won't be there. It's even funny. It says, on v'yom yishvi yatsum nam lilka, they went to get. It was said, it should say they went to see if Moshe's wrong, because they went to pick. Even there's a very good diak. I love this in Pshat Tava. They went to pick. They were sure he was wrong, Moshe. Chach like it's a suffix. They were sure Moshe's wrong. It's Chach a 50-50. You're challenging Moshe. You're saying Moshe may, but it says they went lilkait. They went to pick. That's like matzu, and they didn't find it. V'loihaya. Mm-hmm. They went, even if it says, first of all, they went lilkait, Rudi Ashtekel did. They went to pick. Moshe said there won't be. Should say they went to see. Maybe to pick. Moshe Rabbeinu says there won't be man on Shabbos Kodesh. There won't be man on Shabbos Kodesh. It's not happening. And some chevra went to see. says they went Lilkoy to pick Revesi, like maybe to pick. They were 100% Maisha's lying. They have no suffix. There was no. They weren't misupik on Maisha. They went to see. They went Lilkoy. That's one dig. And then it says Loimatsu Yefi. They didn't find it. They didn't find it. It wasn't there. They find it like it got lost. It would get lost. It wasn't there. The good dig. Says your mayor Primishlan. The sukkim on the doctor. It's a mechilta. We all know the mechilta. We learned it in the youngest grades. I love the diuk in the psukim. The pshat is aizen. This is pshat in the pasuk, Reb David. So it's a meduktuk like the mechilta. The mechilta already says that dasam aviram, they took mon and spread it out at night. And the hope was to make Moshe Rabbeinu look bad. So Leil, before Shabbos, they spread out mon. And they were going, Lilkoy, to pick the mon that they put down. V'loy Matzli, they didn't find what they put down. Birds came and ate it up. And this way, Klal Yisrael, with Maminim and Moshe Rabbeinu, birds came and ate it up. So that's why we feed the birds. That's why we feed the birds. Because the birds saved Amunos Chachamim. Klal Yisrael would have been there. Moshe lo yabai. We would have seen mon. So about the birds saved. That's where Meir Pramishlan said the source of minute that Erev, but Erev, not on Shabbos.
That's why minute
is the on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. The minute was Erev Shabbos. I'm not saying to do it because I have to do research. We're gedolim and vatal the minig. Some called it a minig shtus. I saw in Holy Svarim that it's a minig shtus. And what they're worried about is people are putting on Shabbos, and that's not the minig. I don't want to start something. I have to do research. Rav Aaron says his mama, I think when I was a youngster, I remember a lot of people. The kids still come home with projects. So you have to find that weird. You don't want to start something that was purposely, and you don't want anybody to put food out on Shabbos. I think when we were youngsters, everybody, and that might be my recollections from youth, we did come home with those bird things for sure. Our kids are the last place to bring it home, but I don't know if anybody puts it out. I don't know. But you were, Rav Josh's mama does it. It's a serious zach. Don't laugh in a minig Yisrael. Now, by the way, have kavan on minhag Yisrael. What we're thanking the birds, and I want to say this, is that the Bria backs up Emunas Chachamim, that the whole Bria is kafuf. Moshe Rabbeinu said it won't be, so the birds eat it. There's a mitzius and there's a Archaim HaKadosh, I was going to learn with the Chevra, it's way too late, where the Archaim HaKadosh says that the whole world is kafuf to the Loimed HaTorah. It's an Archaim HaKadosh of Price B'Shalach that I put a paper in to read to the Chevra. You could read it yourselves. It's an Archaim HaKadosh that Vayosh Vayam lifted his book Lay Sunny L'Tanai HaKadim. But there's a big Indian that the birds ate it up is the Veltz Meshuvid to the Talmud Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu said that it won't be Shabbos La'iyabay and Oybazay, the birds ate it up. So we feed the birds is to remember the Gan, it's Hakar Satoiv to the birds, the Stamu Makire Toiv, but also the lesson that the Gan Sevelts Meshubid to the Loi Metoir. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shabbos Leiboy, Emunas Chachamim was established through the birds. It's a lesson of Emunas Chachamim as well. So that's the source. The Meir Pramishlan says the source of putting out bread comes Erev Parshas B'Shalach is what happened is this Pasuk. Because the birds ate it up. So that's the source. I am not saying to do it. I am saying to find out if your mamas did it. So do it. Don't be mevatel. But also understand them. And there's a beauty. Minhagim have deep zachin. Hakar satoiv. It will make it to the birds. Remember also there's a lesson in the story. It's Moshe Rabbeinu said. So then the birds, then the whole world's meshuvah to the Dvar Hashem given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. And the world is kafuf to the Dvar Hashem. Given to us through the Chachamim, so the whole Bria backs up the Dvar Hashem, and the birds eat it up, is the lesson of the Bria backing up the Dvar Hashem, which the Archaim HaKadosh says is the same as Kriyas Yamsuf, that the whole world is a Tanai Hisna Maisa Bracious, to do the biding of Talmidei Chachamim, to do the biding of Manhigei Yisrael, to do the biding of the Dvar Hashem, as told us the Manhigei Yisrael. So that's all part of this minig of throwing the breadcrumbs to the birds. So we have what to teach our mishpachas. The minig is a precious minig. Yashikayach. Yes. Let's do what we're talking about. Kivui, Limik Doshechtu.
Yeah.